Evening. I'm calling the Senate Judiciary Committee to order. Today is Monday, April 8th. Let the record reflect the time is 6 p.m. Today we have present Senator Keel and myself, Chair Hughes. A quorum is not required in order to conduct public testimony. I do know members have let me know that they are listening on the phone. Thank you for those using their evening hours to be here. We appreciate you, those that are assisting us. We have one item on the agenda. We'll be taking public testimony on Senate Joint Resolution 5, Constitutional Amendment, Permanent Fund and Dividends, sponsored by the Governor. We are asking those wishing to testify to please keep their testimony limited to 1 minute, and anyone wishing to testify must be signed up by 7 p.m. We also encourage anyone listening, whether you are able to testify or not before our time is up, we ask that you send your testimony in writing to senate.judiciary@akleg.gov. And we have instructed our Legislative Information Office operator to move on to the next testifier after 1 minute. So that's another reason why you might want to submit your testimony in writing so we get all of it in case you don't get finished in that 1 minute allotment. Before we begin, are there any questions or comments from the committee? Member, singular?
No, thank you, Madam Chair.
Seeing none, we're going to open public testimony. As we do, I ask that you state your name, please, and then I would like you to say at the beginning of your testimony whether you support or oppose SJR 5 before you proceed with your rest of your testimony. That way we are able to accurately get a tally of where the public stands this evening on this particular constitutional amendment. So with that, I'm going to, it's first come, first serve, so I'm going to go to the person who signed in the earliest and has been waiting the longest, and that would be Kristen Bush from Eagle River. Welcome, Kristen, to the Senate Judiciary Committee. Please state your name for the record, and at the beginning of your testimony, please indicate whether you support or oppose SJR 5.
My name is Kristen Bush. I am in support of SJR 5. In November 1976, voters approved the constitutional amendment establishing the permanent fund by approximately 75,000 yes to 38,000 no, a fact the Senate and legislature have ignored. It was constitutional. Revisiting this issue now is almost absurd, but yes, we do want the original formula and the permanent fund dividend in the Constitution. If you want to revise the formula, lower our required calculation payout, you can bet you should be having us vote on it as it was originally. Meanwhile, return what is stolen, utilize the correct payout formula, and keep your hands off the people's portion of the PFD. It's not yours until voters say otherwise. I would remind you of the committee statement from 1982 by the legislature. The committee intends that the payment of dividends shall have first call on 50% of the income of the permanent fund available for distribution, regardless of what other uses the income is put to. First call. And all we're asking for is that we vote on this. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Bush. We appreciate your testimony. In Anchorage, Diane Holmes, welcome to the Senate Judiciary Committee. Please state your name for the record and indicate your opposition or support for the resolution at the beginning of your testimony.
Diane Holmes, I do not pass this bill. It's a little hard for me to understand all of it, but I get the idea that it's about constitutionalizing and setting aside, I think, up to 50% of the revenues for the PFD. Do not do it. The PFD will not buy troopers, teachers, or roads. And if the permanent fund, the permanent fund is really meant to fund state services, and that includes the poor who might use them more than the rest of us. Even if we get $10, it's still a gift. We didn't earn this. The permanent fund is for our services. And please, if this is also contains information about a spending cap, and I do not approve of any attempt for a spending cap, because you cannot ever tell what you will need this for. Look at the emergency, look at the earthquake we had in emergency services, or you don't know how many prisoners or rehabilitation services you're going to need, or keeping employees with salaries and benefits. It would be a huge mistake to put a spending cap and to constitutional.
Thank you, Ms. Holmes, for your testimony. I encourage you to please email to senate.judiciary@akleg.gov. We're trying to stick to that 1 minute out of respect for the others waiting. I would like the record to reflect, too, that a few minutes ago, Senator Michiki joined us. Now we'll go to Eagle River. Chris Eichenlaub, welcome to the Senate Judiciary Committee. Please state your name for the record and indicate your support or opposition to SGR 5, please, and before you complete the rest of your testimony.
Okay, this is Chris Eichenlaub for the record, and I do fully support SGR 5, and pretty much like Chris and Bush said, they voted. Why are we here now? I mean, it's because lawmakers didn't follow the law. They broke the law. So now we have to do something else to make it more clear that this is the law. Please don't break it. That money is not intended for those purposes. And then people say that they're doing this to save the permanent fund. That's what they did. They're not saving the permanent fund by making the larger draws on it like the POMD. That is a larger draw. It will take the permanent fund to zero. It's not the easy button. So let's go fish. And that's all I got. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Eichenlaub. And Soldatna John Morin, welcome to the Senate Judiciary Committee. Please state your name for the record. Indicate at the beginning of your testimony your support or opposition to SJR 5, please.
Yes, my name is John Morin. I am in support of SJR 5. Hammond set that up for the people. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Morin. I apologize for mispronouncing your last name. Thank you for joining us. Out of Big Lake, welcome Joanne Truett. Thank you for joining the Senate Judiciary Committee. Please state your name for the record. And at the beginning of your testimony, please indicate your support or opposition to SJR 5, please.
My name is Joan Truett, and I am in support of SJR 5. It needs to be constitutionalized again to keep everybody's fingers out of the pot. And the PSD, if there's any changes that need to be voted on, it needs to be voted on by the people. That is the people's money. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Joan, for joining us. Glenn Hyken from Nanana, welcome to the Senate Judiciary Committee. Glenn, please state your name for the record and indicate up front your support or opposition before proceeding with the rest of your testimony.
Yes, I'm Glenn Hyken from Nanana, Alaska. And I'm in support of SGR 5. Very much so. We need to protect the permanent fund dividend, and if necessary, get government spending under reins to balance the budget. I'm a lifelong Alaskan, born and raised up here. My parents homesteaded in the 60s. I've seen this whole process come and go with government spending getting more and more and more over the last 40 years of oil revenues. The permanent fund is, you know, it belongs to the people. It's the lands of the state of Alaska belong to the people, and the permanent fund revenues belong to the people, and that needs to be protected. So unequivocally, I'm in support of SGR 5. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hyken, for joining us this evening. Tracy Apollo in Wasilla, welcome to the Senate Judiciary Committee. Please state your name for the record and indicate your support or opposition to the resolution before proceeding with the rest of your testimony.
Good evening, gentlemen. My name is Tracy Apollo. I am in support of the governor's bill, and shame. Most of us have been up here a very long time, since the 60s. Here, myself, Hammond, when we saw and read the bill that was written, we thought, no, that's silly. The governor's put too much verbiage in here. They would never go to take that money. And lo and behold, yes, they are. Yes, they do. They want that money. He wrote this very meticulous bill to protect the PFD for the people.
I'm in support of the bill, and I ditto everything Ms. Bush said in the beginning. Very well done. Thank you.
Thank you, Tracy, for joining us this evening. Next, we'll go to the Matsu LIO. Beth Fried is online. Welcome, Beth. Please state your name for the record and indicate your support or opposition before proceeding with the rest of your testimony. Ms. Fried, we can't hear you. Is it muted?
They muted it and we unmuted it.
Okay, we can hear you now. Go ahead and state your name, please.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. My name is Beth Fried. I live in the Greater Palma area. I am of two minds on SJR 5. Yes, I believe the permanent fund dividend needs to be placed into the Constitution, and I believe that the law from 2018 should be used instead of the law from 2019. I know SB 26 was passed in 2019, and if January 1, 2019 equals December 31, 2018, I would say go ahead and pass this immediately. And I would appreciate a vote of the people should any other breaking of the law occur in the legislature. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Fried, for joining the Senate Judiciary Committee. And now to Yakutat. Patrick Mayer, welcome to the Senate Judiciary Committee. Please state your name for the record, indicate your support or opposition to the resolution, and then proceed with your testimony.
Okay. Greetings, Chair Hughes and members of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Thank you for the opportunity to testify. My name is Patrick Mayer, and I'm a longtime Alaska resident currently living in Yakutat. I have previously testified in opposition to both SB 23 and SB 24. Similarly, I stand in opposition to SJR 5. The prospect of us as a state paying out full dividends while not meeting our financial obligations, the primary obligation of which is the constitutional priority of funding education, is unacceptable. While the PFD may be important, it should not be a choice between funding public education or cutting education by 25% in order to pay for the PFD. As a 35-year resident of the state of Alaska and the father of three voting children, let's also not dismantle the infrastructure of our great state and encourage those citizens that are not already doing so to move elsewhere. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Next in Fox, Lynette Clark, welcome to the Senate Judiciary Committee. Please state your name for the record, indicate your support or opposition to the resolution before you proceed with the rest of your testimony.
I'm Lynette Clark. I live in Fox, Alaska. I fully support SJR 5 and what it proposes, a vote by Alaskans. Since the inception of the PFD and historically, any change had been voted on by the Alaska shareholders. That's the history. That was until Commissar Walker made his move to steal those monies right before our very eyes. Successive legislatures followed in suit in almost German lockstep. As a shareholder in these royalties, I say again, no theft or change to PFDs without a vote of Alaskans, period. There's a payment formula, state statute to give direction for that payment of those dividends. I want that followed, respected, and complied with. I want a vote, and I want a full PFD check after all. It is payment for the loss of subsurface rights and the government's duty to follow, not ignore. I will close with this. There is a big red pin in the right man's hand, and with the Constitution in mind, is the...
Thank you very much, Ms. Clark, for your testimony. I encourage you to submit it in writing to senate.judiciary@akleg.gov. Up in Fairbanks, Hayden Nezel, please state your name for the record, indicate your support or opposition to the resolution, and proceed with your testimony, please.
Thank you. My name is Hayden Neville. I'm in Fairbanks, and I am opposed to SJR 5. And the reason I'm opposed is because although it sounds great on the surface to constitutionalize the PFD, having it embedded in our state constitution doesn't allow us any future flexibility. It can prevent future lawmakers from doing the job that we elect them to do. And if we're going to send them to Juneau and not allow them to do their jobs, then why are we electing them anyway? The PFD formula should be able to be adjusted over time to keep the balance in that account as healthy as possible. You know, as the oil prices and production numbers shift, and the balancing account goes up or down, the formula should be able to be adjusted just to keep our state afloat. There will always be plenty of public pressure, as there already is, to pay out a sizable PFD, and a constitutional amendment is not needed and is too inflexible of a tool to be used this way. And I'd just like to state that, you know, it's important to note that the PFD is a liberal-style program. It is a universal basic income, and for that, I love it. And I know a lot of people that are on the, especially the lowest income levels, really rely on the PFD, and I want to have it stay there. But we have to have a state that actually can function also. And so we need to have some flexibility where our lawmakers can make some
Thank you, Hayden. I encourage you to submit your testimony in writing to senate.judiciary@akleg.gov. In Juneau, Kathy Swanson, welcome to the Senate Judiciary Committee. Please state your name for the record and indicate your support or opposition to the resolution before proceeding with the rest of your testimony.
Hello, I'm Kathy Swanson, calling from Juneau. I am totally in support of SJR 5. The reason being that obviously we need it. Now, for those who suggest that they don't need their PFDs, I would suggest to them that they simply donate them to the state. But for the people who do need them, that struggle with the high cost of fuel, particularly our people in the bush, who were given no notice whatsoever that that income wasn't coming in. No, that's necessary, and it's necessary to put it in the Constitution. Our legislators have an appetite for money that is unquenchable. And as much as you give them, they will spend that and more. I am totally in favor of this amendment and of our governor. Go Dunleavy.
Thank you, Ms. Swanson, for your testimony this evening. Richard Russell of Palmer, welcome to the Senate Judiciary Committee. Please state your name and indicate your support or opposition at the beginning of your testimony.
Yes, my name is Richard Russell. I'm calling from Palmer, and I and my family are in favor of SJ5 simply because we feel that the permanent fund should be written into the Constitution. One of the things that nobody seems to be addressing is the effect on the Alaska economy, and it's not just the somewhat lower income. And we'd like to see things put in the Constitution instead of just handled each session by the legislature. Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chairman. Thank you, members of the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Russell. In Anchorage, Faye Sarin, welcome to the Senate Judiciary Committee. Please state your name and then indicate your support or opposition to the resolution and proceed with your testimony. Faye, is your phone muted? You want to... Yes, we can hear you now. Please state your name for the record and indicate your support or opposition and proceed.
I'm sorry, I didn't know you were saying Faye Sarin. Okay, my name is Faye Sarin. I live in Anchorage, Alaska, and I voted for Governor Dunleavy, and he is in support of the PFD, and I don't think the legislature has any business coming against what he has said he's going to do. He's the governor. They are not. And I wish the legislature would just not even make us do this, you know, beg for our money back. This is our money, and they don't really need it because they are overspending the money. I said that last time, and I'm saying it again. The more you give them, the more they spend. It should just leave it. Let the people have the money like this. It's called permanent dividend. That means it's permanent. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Faye. And to be Faye, just to be clear, it was the connection was a little poor at the beginning. Can you tell us, yes, you support or no, you do not support? We just want to make sure we have got.
You know, I shouldn't be driving, but I am. Can you hear me now?
Yes. Could you say yes or no as to whether you support?
Yes, I support giving us back our dividend. I support everything that Governor Dunleavy promised us.
Thank you.
I don't want the legislature getting in there and taking that dividend away from us.
Thank you very much, Faye. Next, Chugiak, Valerie Prince. Welcome to the Senate Judiciary Committee. Valerie, please state your name for the record and then indicate at the beginning of your testimony whether you support or oppose SJR 5.
My name is Valerie Prince. I'm calling from Chugiak, Alaska, and I support SJR 5. I believe and I know that this is true, that Alaska is an owner state. That means the people of Alaska own the resources of the state. And this is the way that the permanent fund was set up. I know this because I was here when it happened. The owners, that's the residents, must be asked by a yes or no vote if any changes are to be made to the PFD. Any politicians, if they're allowed to get their hands on it, it'll be gone. That's the way it works. This is the people's money. It is not to be changed. Nobody is to appropriate or to touch the money unless you ask the people who own the money if they are willing for that to happen. And that means it should be a vote for the people, and it should be in the Constitution. What we need to do is cut spending. Cut spending, cut spending. It may hurt. It may be uncomfortable.
Thank you very much, Ms. Prince. We appreciate you joining us. Please, I encourage you to submit your testimony in writing to senate.judiciary@akleg.gov. In Anchorage, James Santoro. Welcome, Mr. Santoro, to the Senate Judiciary Committee. Please state your name for the record and indicate at the beginning of your testimony your support or opposition to SJR 5.
Hello, my name is James Santoro from Anchorage, Alaska, and I represent myself and my wife, Liliana Santoro, and we both oppose SJR 5. You know, everyone likes free money, but we're running out of money, and we are owner state, but we got to pay our bills. And you know what? These same people that want to support this also don't want to pay taxes. Nobody wants to pay taxes, but everybody wants their services, and I really think this place will go in a recession with Dunleavy's budget, and we got to do the right thing. And the right thing is to pay our bills and take care of our old and our young first. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Santoro. Herman Morgan is calling out of Antioch. Welcome, Mr. Morgan. Please state your name for the record and indicate your opposition or support for SJR 5 at the beginning of your testimony.
Yeah, I support SDR 5. And one other thing, you guys better investigate Alaska Information and Gobble, because they're not even showing it on the Alaska Information Channel. The last time they had testimony, they read the garbage, you guys couldn't hear it. You need to give the people back the money that belongs to them. And you guys, legislature or the area went through the savings. And that now they're going after the permanent fund. A lot of people need that money. It'll bring 25,000 Alaskans to live above the poverty level. So please don't use Governor Walker's old budget. Follow Governor Dunleavy's new budget, because the state's going broke and we can't spend money we don't have. We don't do it privately, and you guys shouldn't be doing that. Take money away from the people who need it the most. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Morgan. And out of Wasilla, Tyler Dias, welcome to the Senate Judiciary Committee. Please state your name for the record. Indicate at the beginning of your testimony your support or opposition to SJR 5, please.
Hi, my name is Tyler Dias. I support SJR 5. A shame that it's come to this where we need to vote on something like this. I think it was pretty clear when the permanent fund was set up what it was intended for. It was not to fund state government. There's a lot of common sense things that I think could be done to raise revenue for the state, and it looks like everybody's going after the low-hanging fruit. We're still putting money into the PFD every year. I think if you guys want to raise revenue for the state, start looking at that. Start looking at high-income earners receiving the PFP. I don't really need the PFP, but I don't think it's fair that people make $5,000 to $10,000 a year are going to suffer you know, especially I see all these Democrats that are supporting this, and I'm laughing because they're hurting their constituents most. It's the most regressive tax that I've ever seen. So, I'm going to save every penny of their PFP. They're likely to have 100 to 150 grand to go to college with. I think a lot of Alaskans do that for their children, and it's just going to be a shame if you guys mess with this formula. And
thank you very much, Tyler, for your testimony this evening. I encourage you to submit it to senate.judiciary@akleg.gov. And next, we're going to go to Bert Hutaling, and I need to learn how to pronounce your last name, Bert. I apologize for butchering it. Please state your name and then indicate your support or opposition to SJR 5 at the beginning of your testimony, please.
Hello, my name is Bert Hutaling, and I am in full support of SJR 5. Protect the PFD under the original formula, put it into Alaska's constitution, and hands off our PFD. We got a bloated budget that's overspending. I was unfortunate enough to be able to watch gavel and gavel today and watch everything you guys in the House and the Senate did, and really ashamed listening to you one after another saying, oh, we can't cut that without even knowing what you can't cut. No new taxes, rebuild and replace the crime bill. Tell them to cap the budget also while we're at it. There are several sensible things out there you can do. Restructure the school districts, make them one district. That will save millions of dollars right there. There's so many different options to reduce the budget that you guys are not even exploring and that you need to be forcing the people with their hands out to start doing. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hutaling. Appreciate you joining us this evening. Gail Motto from Nunilchik, welcome to the Senate Judiciary Committee. Please state your name for the record. Indicate your support or opposition to the resolution at the beginning of your testimony.
Hi, I'm Gail Motto. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, great. I am in support of SJR 5. This is because the original formula of the PFD distributes money between the state and the citizens. It is payment for goods is what it is, because as was stated before, the Alaska citizens own the mineral rights, and therefore these revenues are because of sales of goods, and it's distributed to where the state gets 50% and the citizens get 50%, and that's the way it should remain. If we were to take a public vote right now, every one of Dunleavy's 145,631 votes would say maintain the permanent fund as it was originally formulated. I would bet that at least 25% of Bagage's votes would say the same thing. We need to have better budgeting on the part of the state, and the citizens should receive.
Thank you. And before we lose you, we didn't hear you say your name at the beginning, and I just want to make sure we have it right. Gail, could you please state your name?
Okay. I don't know what's happening. My name is Gail Motto.
Thank you.
I'm out of Nunilchik.
Thank you, Ms. Motto. Next in Nunilchik, John Christensen. Welcome to Senate Judiciary. Please state your name for the record and indicate at the beginning of your testimony your opposition or support of SJR 5.
Yeah, my name is John Christensen, and I'm for returning the money to the public, and mostly because state government wasted the money when we had it. People are playing it. It went for the school in schools, but yet we pay the highest cost for our schools, and we have the lowest benefit from it. We have the worst outcome in our school system. That money's not doing that, and we need to know where the money is going if our students are receiving it. And I think there's a lot better management stuff. And plus, it's only the rich people who don't want to pay taxes. Most of us, we don't mind paying a little tax here and there to help support things. I think that if that was truly checked out, you would find it's people make $100 or more. I made, maybe $20,000 last year. A few taxes ain't going to make that much difference out of my income at that point. And, and I worked my butt off just to get that. So I tax the people and put it in the Constitution. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Christensen, for joining us this evening. Senator Michicki wants to make a statement.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. We are here to learn how Alaskans feel about SJR 5, which is placing the PFD in the Constitution and enshrining it there, essentially in perpetuity if the people choose to vote that way. So we really need to hear how you feel about it. Folks are kind of veering off on a lot of different subjects, but this hearing is about SJR 5, and that is protecting the PFD in the Constitution.
Right, and I don't, it does trigger a lot of other conversation, but if you could keep it on the PFD, that would be helpful. Next in Soldotna, Gail Limbaugh-Moore, welcome to the Senate Judiciary Committee. Please state your name for the record and indicate at the beginning of your testimony your support or opposition to SJR 5, please.
Yes, Gail Limbaugh-Moore, and I am in support of SJR 5. That concludes my testimony. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ms. Limbaugh-Moore. Big Lake, Mike Whitney, welcome to Senate Judiciary. Please state your name for the record and indicate your support or opposition to SJR 5 and proceed with your testimony.
Yeah, Mike Whitney, chairman of Save the PFD Group, Big Lake, Alaska. I am for SJR 5. Of course, the people should have a vote. That goes without saying in a representative democracy, especially after 30 years of a calculation of our PFD, how it was supposed to be paid out, when it was supposed to be paid out. There was never a problem until the overspending occurred for the past approximately 10 years. We have to rein in the spending, and we have to have a protection of what Governor Hammond and the creators of the Permanent Fund gave us. He warned what would happen when they had spent their share. They were going to come for our share. So we're at that point now, and I urge each representative to follow representative democracy, the principles of democracy, and let us vote for what we want. We've already voted for Dunleavy, so everybody knows that was a mandate. So, I think we've already stated that. But.
Thank you, Mr. Whitney. I encourage you to submit your testimony in writing if you'd like to senate.judiciary@akleg.gov. In North Pole, Jack Johnson, welcome. Please state your name for the record and indicate your support or opposition at the beginning of your testimony to the resolution.
Hi, my name is Jack Johnson. I am fully in support of SJR 5. We need to ensure that is in place upon our Constitution. And only the people of the state of Alaska can do any change to our PFD. We put it into the Constitution and put it by vote of the people. Then the people themselves can change it, and not the chosen few who have a tendency to say that they want to support us, people who want to defend the PFD. But when it comes time to voting, they're in Juneau, they have a tendency to vote the other way. We need to ensure that the people of Alaska have a voice when it comes to the PFD. And until then, we cannot do it. So therefore, I am in support of SJR 5 so that we incorporate that into our Constitution so each and every one of us can vote on whether or not we want to change that item. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. In Tok, Scott McManus has joined us. Welcome to Senate Judiciary. Please state your name for the record and indicate your support or opposition at the beginning of your testimony to SJR 5, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Scott McManus, and I'm speaking in opposition of SJR 5. The Permanent Fund was set up initially as a way to replace the non-renewable resource of oil with a renewable resource of investments. And it was intended to make sure that services to the state of Alaska and the residents of the state of Alaska, including education and ferries and senior citizen payouts and the PCE credit and things like that, which benefit those in the rural parts of the state that don't benefit necessarily from employment rates. And it was intended to offset that and not necessarily turn Alaska into an entitlement state, which I believe the Permanent Fund has become. the number one beneficiary, and this is one of my biggest gripes, of the permanent fund is the federal government in the form of taxes. Between $150 million and $200 million from the permanent fund every year goes to the federal government. That's money that should be staying in the state. And I'll just leave it at that, but and there you go.
Thank you, Mr. McManus. We appreciate your testimony this evening. Next, from Juno, Katie Botts, welcome to Senate Judiciary. Please state your name for the record and indicate at the beginning of your testimony your support or opposition to SJR 5, please.
Hi, I'm Member Katie Botts, and I am in opposition to SJR 5. Just as the person before me stated, the original intention of the PFD was to fund the state government, fund the education, transportation, fund the Pioneer Home, medical, anything and everything that the state needed to be funded. And it is an entitlement to the people of Alaska to get a free check that they did not earn from the state government, and that entitlement needs to stop. And I'm saying that as a 31-year-old citizen of Juneau, Alaska, and I don't think it's teaching anyone anything about work ethic, and it's only teaching them to be a lazy person. So thank you.
Thank you, Katie, for joining us this evening. We're going to go to the Homer LIO. Welcome, Adam Hikes, to the Senate Judiciary Committee. Please state your name for the record, and at the beginning of your testimony, please indicate your support or opposition to SJR 5.
Hi, my name is Adam Hikes. I am in full support of SJR 5, and rather than use some logical argument that many before me have spoken, I'm going to take this a little different route. I speak to those who seek to enslave a free people. You will yourselves be enslaved. Your wicked deeds and unrighteous acts will be exposed. Those who seek to pervert justice will themselves face justice. Turn back and you will be shown mercy, but continue in your evil deeds and you will be removed. And this concludes my testimony.
Thank you, Mr. Hikes, for your input this evening. At the Fairbanks LIO, welcome Luke Hopkins to the Senate Judiciary Committee. Please state your name for the record and indicate at the beginning of your testimony your support or opposition to the resolution, please.
Yes, thank you, Senator Hughes and members of the Senate Judiciary Committee that are present. I am Luke Hopkins. I am opposed to moving SJR 5 forward. I do not support this. The representation that we have in our elected officials that are represented by the legislators make these appropriations every year from the earnings reserve, and that is how it was set up to be done. Every year I say thank you for the check that is received through the permanent fund dividend program, and I want this constitution to stay, to remain as it is, and not be put before the voters that every time a statute comes forward where the appropriations are made by the legislature. I don't think that's what was intended with the Constitution, and I want to see that to remain for the state of Alaska. Thank you very much for my time.
Thank you very much, Luke, for joining us this evening. And next we will go to Anchorage. Ray Smith, welcome to the Senate Judiciary Committee. Please state your name for the record, indicate at the beginning of your testimony your support or opposition to SJR 5.
My name is Ray Smith. I'm in support of SJR 5. Anybody who thinks you give money to a politician and their motivation is to save it or do the right thing, I think is really not realistic, almost like you check your common sense at the door when you get off the plane in Juneau. Really, the people of the state of Alaska, you gave it to them once. To take it away now, there's a lot of families that absolutely need that to survive. I don't know what your expectation is for them to do, get a job that isn't there. But I myself, I can take it either way. I have a little problem with the social socialist aspect, but I can get over that because once given, you can't take it back. Keep that money going for a lot of people. If somebody wants to give it back, that's fine. But there's a lot of people that need that money.
Thank you, Mr. Smith, for your testimony. Out of Fairbanks, Rebecca Dunn, welcome to the Senate Judiciary Committee. Please state your name for the record, and at the beginning of your testimony, please indicate your support or opposition to SJR 5.
Hi, thank you for taking my testimony. I am opposed to SJR 5. Although I support a universal basic income on principle, enshrining the PFD in the Constitution is not the way to do it. Our biggest state expenditure is giving away little bits of money to individuals, and we've only had this expenditure for a few decades, not since time began and not even since statehood. We have a representative government, and we trust our representatives to make decisions about the state budget, including using available state revenue and establishing new sources of revenue. As we all know, oil revenues are not going to last forever. This bill would cripple the legislature and bankrupt the state. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your testimony. Tanya Lang in Kenai, welcome to the Senate Judiciary Committee. Please state your name for the record, and at the beginning of your testimony, indicate, please, your support or opposition to SJR 5.
My name is Tanya Lang, and I am in full support of SJR 5. I represent myself, my fiancé, Stephen Rebell, and our five grown children. Basically, the problem is the spending in the government. We have many, a lot of programs, a lot of issues that we spend money on that is unnecessary. The spending has to be controlled. Anytime any amount of money is given to the government, they're going to spend it. A lot of people count on this money to survive, to finance their families, and this money needs to be protected for the people. Any change to our PFD needs to be a vote of the people. We elected Dunleavy for a reason, and that is to protect our PFD and our families. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Lang. In North Pole, Barbara Haney, welcome. Please state your name for the record and indicate your support or opposition to the resolution, and then proceed with your testimony.
Hi, my name is Barbara Haney. I'm an economist. I represent myself. I support SJR 5. You know, I often wonder if the people of Venezuela had a PFD fund instead of a government that spent the money, if they might not be in a better shape today. The major beneficiary of the PFD is the people of Alaska, not the federal government. It's for the people. It's for the private sector. And I wholeheartedly support SJR 5. And I think when you look at the votes across the state in the governor's race, this was the signature issue of Governor Dunleavy. And I think it'll win. I wholeheartedly support SJR 5. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Barbara, for joining us. Carl Norman and Seward, welcome to the Senate Judiciary Committee. Please state your name for the record. And at the beginning of your testimony, please indicate your support or opposition to SJR 5.
Good afternoon or good evening. My name is Carl Norman. I'm an enthusiastic supporter of SJR 5. I have lived in Alaska since 1951. I was a youngster when my family brought me here. I remember what it was like without the permanent fund adding a little extra income to Alaskan families. It wasn't a lot of fun. But anyway, I think Governor Dunleavy is exactly on the right track with SJR 5. It needs to be put to a vote of the people if the permanent fund is to be infringed by politicians. The state has been, for the last several years, operating in what a business would call a negative cash flow. That leads to ultimate bankruptcy. I don't care if it's a business, a state, a city, or what entity it is. Negative cash flow does not work. You can't fix it by taking the money from Alaskan citizens that they've counted on for generation or two or more. I mean, that money is very important to a majority of Alaskans. It's not to be divvied.
Thank you, Mr. Norman. Please encourage you to submit your testimony in writing to the Senate Judiciary Committee at senate.judiciary@akleg.gov. And Homer Terry Cotton, welcome. Please state your name for the record, and at the beginning of your testimony, indicate your support or opposition to SJR 5.
My name is Terry Cotton. I'm from Homer, Alaska. I support SJR 5 fully. Our legislation has overspent and overspent for years now, and now all they want to do is take the money from the people of the state and spend it in an improper manner. I don't trust our legislators to do their job anymore. They all need to be relieved. But so I support that it go to the Constitution, and we, the people of Alaska, make that vote. I've been here since I was 12 years old, 1959, and I don't like the way our government is treating its residents. I fully support SJR 5.
Thank you, Mr. Cotton. Tim Statton in Fairbanks, please indicate your name for the record and at the beginning of your testimony, your support or opposition to SJR 5.
Hi, my name is Tim Statton, and I am in Fairbanks, and I am in fully support of SJR 5. I believe that this should be enshrined in the Constitution. I believe that Al Adams, chair of House and Finance Committee, wrote in 1982 that the committee intends for the payment of the dividends shall have first call of 50% of the income of the permanent fund available for distribution regardless of what other uses of income is put to. We also have taken out over $1 billion in our economy, which has caused a recession. This is important to know that the retail economy is suffering by this action from legislators who have been in the legislature for many years that could have prevented it by using the money they had wisely instead of frivolously spending it. Thank you.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate your testimony. Juno Bob Swanson, please indicate your name for the record and your opposition or support for SJR 5 at the beginning of your testimony.
Yes, hi, good evening. Thank you for the opportunity. My name is Bob Swanson. I'm in total support of SJR 5. I just believe that we can't have champagne taste on a beer budget, and pretty much with you, how much ever money you give a legislature, they're going to spend it and spend it and spend it and spend it. So we need to bring SJR 5, and it should be a vote in front of the people to decide how we're going to spend our money or not spend our money. And so it's not an entitlement, what we have going on today with our social services programs, and a lot of programs that we don't need in the state are truly entitlements. This is money, and it's oil royalty money that we're given to by being residents of the state. So again, I totally support SJR 5, and we should totally look to repeal SB 91 because we have a crime wave going on in Juneau that's unbelievable. I've been here since statehood, and I have a hard time believing that we can't repeal SB 91. Thank you for letting me share that.
Thank you, Mr. Swanson. James Squires, welcome to Senate Judiciary Committee. Please state your name for the record and indicate your support or opposition to SJR 5 at the beginning of your testimony.
Yeah, my name is James Squires. I'm from rural Deltona. I'm representing myself and my wife, Pam Good. We both support SJR 5 as a package of constitutional amendments that need to come before Alaskans. When comparing to the POMV model, you could improve the cash flow triage by correcting the inflation-proofing calculation from applying the inflation rate to the value of the principal to applying it properly to the cost basis of the principal. That calculation's an error. It would help your cash flow a lot if you sorted that out. That concludes my testimony. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Squires. We appreciate you joining us. Jeff May and Wasilla, welcome. Please state your name and indicate your support or opposition to SJR 5 at the beginning of your testimony.
Hi, Jeff May. I'm in Wasilla. I'm a 25-year resident of Alaska. I do support SJR 5, and I would like to hand the phone to my wife so she can testify.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Sandy May. I am a 43 resident of Alaska and live in Wasilla, and I totally support SJR 5.
Thank you, Jeff and Sandy, for your testimony
this
evening.
Sally.
Good to hear your voice. Elizabeth Sweet in North Pole, welcome to Senate Judiciary. Please state your name for the record and indicate your support or opposition to SJR 5 at the beginning of your testimony.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Sweet, and I support SJR 5 because I count on that money. It helps me pay my bills. And I also can't talk about the people. He's right. They should turn away from their wicked deeds. And I support SRJ 5. Thank you and good night.
Thank you, Ms. Sweet. You have a good night as well. In Petersburg, Marietta Davis, welcome. Please state your name for the record and indicate your support or opposition to SJR 5 at the beginning of your testimony. It looks like Marietta, is your phone muted? It looks like you've dropped off. Next, we'll go to Jeff Nelton in Wasilla. Welcome, Jeff. Please state your name for the record and indicate your support or opposition at the beginning of your testimony, please.
Yes, I'm Jeff Nelson. I'm from Wasilla, Alaska. I'm in full support of SJR 5. I've lived here for 30 years, and I believe that the lawmakers are stealing the money that was rightly given to the people of Alaska. It is a investment that each one of us has done, and the fact that they're stealing money from us without our say-so is a crime against the people of Alaska, and they should be put to justice for it. Thank you for my time.
Thank you for joining.
I'm in full support of it.
Yes, thank you, Jeff, for joining us. Amber Manley, Big Lake, please state your name and indicate your support or opposition to the resolution at the beginning of your testimony.
This is Amber Manley. I live in Big Lake, Alaska. I'm in full support.
Thank you, Amber, for your testimony this evening. Next, we'll go to Corey Martin. Welcome, Mr. Martin, to the Senate Judiciary Committee. Please state your name and indicate your support or opposition to SJR 5 at the beginning of your testimony. Looks like we have lost Corey, so we'll go to Palmer next. Sally Johnson, welcome. Please indicate your name for the record and your support or opposition to the SJR 5 at the beginning of your testimony.
Hi, I'm Sally Johnson, and I am behind SJR 5. I want it to go. Our PFD needs to be in the Constitution as Jay Hammond wrote that original formula. I, too, believe that the legislature is stealing money from the people, and you guys need to tighten up and listen to our governor and make these cuts. Thank you for letting me testify.
Thank you, Sally, for joining us. Also in Palmer, Chad Wemple, welcome. Please indicate your name for the record and your support or opposition to SJR 5 at the beginning of your testimony.
Hi, this is Chad Wemple. I live in Palmer. I am in support of Dunleavy, the SJR 5, 100%. I think all the politicians that are thinking that they want to snatch this away from the citizens should probably think twice and see who we voted into office. And if you notice the percentage of people, we're the vocal majority. This isn't the vocal minority. Look who got voted into office. If you guys take our money and try to keep servicing an ever-expanding budget and writing checks that y'all can't cash, we're going to vote you out. So if you like being a politician, you better play nice and not try to steal our money. You know, I'm just a simple guy, but it don't take much for me to see what y'all are doing, trying to write checks you can't cash. Look what's happened for the last decade. This is, you know, that's not inflation. That's insanity. Our budget's just spiraling perpetually out of control. And this is you guys.
Thank you, Mr. Wemple. We appreciate hearing from you this evening. In Wasilla, Robert Jewett, please state your name for the record and indicate your support or opposition to SJR 5 at the beginning of your testimony.
Thank you. My name is Robert Jewett from Wasilla, Alaska. I am in full support of SJR 5. I've lived in Alaska for almost 50 years. I was here when Governor Hammond set the fund up. And I distinctly remember him saying that this was for the people and always would be for the people, would never be for the state bureaucracy to spend. And the fact is that this fund goes to every man, woman, and child in Alaska. It touches every single village. It touches every place in Alaska. There's nowhere that the legislature could take this money and use it to where it affected every man, woman, and child in a beneficial way. It affects our economy, and it does help people who may need a little bit of extra money and certainly stimulates our economy. There's nothing that the government has ever done to do that, and I don't think it's possible for them to do that. So I'm in full support. Thank you for allowing me to testify.
Thank you, Mr. Jewett. And Anderson, Tim, and Nyken, I apologize if I mispronounced your last name. Please indicate your name and your support or opposition to SJR 5, please, at the beginning of your testimony.
I am in complete support of SJR 5. I represent myself and my fiance, Rhonda Schultz. She is also in support of SJR 5. As rural Alaskans, older couple on a fixed income, we have struggled mightily over the last 3 years to try and make it through the winter without the PFD in order to just to bring in the necessary propane to heat our cabin. Not to mention the effect that removing those monies from the local economy has had. Businesses going out of business. We've got one right now that's transferring in Healy because they can't afford to stay in business anymore. It's a loss of income to everybody in the area. SJR 5 needs to be passed because if the legislature is going to take the money that was originally intended from the PFD, they need to have the authority of the people to do so. It needs to be a representative government, the way this country was set up. The people of this state need to have a voice in how that money is spent, not simply taken from us by legislatures and bureaucrats. Thank you for letting me testify.
Thank you, Tim. Could you please state your name for the record? We didn't catch that at the beginning.
Tim Inikin.
Thank you, Tim.
In Anderson, Alaska.
Appreciate it. Thank you. And I understand, Corey Martin, that you're back online, so we'll try again. Please state your name for the record and indicate your support or opposition to SJR 5, please, at the beginning of your testimony.
My name is Corey Martin. I live in Chistochina, Alaska, pretty rural, and I'm in full support of SJR 5. It has made it extremely difficult up to the point that I am now almost having to move out of Alaska just to live. With the taking of the PFD from the people, we count on this in rural communities. This has been an extreme hardship on me. You know, not only me, most everybody around my area. We are very rural. We count on this to live and survive and pay our bills, you know, and for the people, politicians of Alaska, just to take that money from us, low-income people that need that to survive on, should be illegal. You know, I'm in full support of SJR 5. I want this to go through. I believe that anything to do with the PFD should be voted on by the people. We need to have a voice. I'm begging you guys. I'm asking, begging, please pass this. Please support it. We need to open this up. We need this money to survive on. I'm on pins and needles here because I don't know if I'm going to be.
Thank you very much, Mr. Martin. I encourage you to submit any more testimony you have to senate.judiciary@akleg.gov. We're going to go to the Fairbanks LIO, Elise Guttenberg. Welcome. Please indicate your name for the record and your support or opposition to SJR 5 at the beginning of your testimony.
Hello, and thank you for taking my call. This is Elise Guttenberg in Fairbanks, and I am opposed to SJR 5. Whatever you think about the PFD and how it should be spent or saved for the people,
is fine, but it does not belong in the Constitution. Our legislators have been elected to do the best job that they can through a representative government, which has been working fine, and the legislature has the flexibility to respond to the needs of the state in the future. If this were to be passed, then every single time there would be any change to the PFD, whether it was eligibility, whether it was amount, it would have to go again and again to the vote of the people. And I think it's much more appropriate to have it stay with the legislature and not be enshrined in the Constitution. Leave the Constitution as it is. It's a wonderful document. Thank you.
Thank you, Elise, thank you for your testimony this evening. And I'm going to note that it's 7 p.m. And so if you have not called in at this point, we're taking those who remain on the line. So if you're watching online and you missed that 7 o'clock cutoff, you can email the committee your testimony, senate.judiciary@akleg.gov. Next in Wasilla, Linda Hannenberg, welcome. Please indicate your name for the record and your support or opposition to the resolution, please, at the beginning of your testimony.
Hi, my name is Linda Hannenberg. I'm in total support of SJR5. I have noticed from a number of people that I am surrounded with that depend on that amount of money, the PFD, to survive throughout the year. They do their car repairs. They don't have additional cash throughout the year. So when they get the PFD, they do their car repairs. They pay bills, medical bills, because they don't have the additional monies throughout the year to come up with an amount and or that amount. The cost of living in Alaska is high, and it really does help alleviate some of the pressure that these people feel financially. It can be a real struggle. And so I just want to say that I am in total support of SJR5.
Thank you, Linda. Mandy Gershon in Wasilla, welcome. Please indicate your name for the record and your support or opposition to the resolution at the beginning of your testimony, please.
Hi, this is Mandy Gershon in Wasilla, and I'm in full support of SJR5. I think that this is basically a tax, and it's a burden for the poor. It's not fair, and we need that extra money the poor do. If you need revenue, you should do it legally via some form of tax. And I forgot what else I was going to say because I've been waiting so long. But, we definitely need that money. And Dunleavy's got my full support. And that's another thing. Dunleavy was pretty much elected based on this. And I think that should open the eyes of the legislators to let them know this is what the majority of the people want. If they need revenue for government, then they need to do it properly and not just take it off the backs of the poor. I've been here since before the PFD, and when it first came out, we were told that you'll get the larger checks, 10, 20 years down the road, but the second they come out, the state wants to take them, and it's just wrong. So obviously we need to put it in the Constitution because we can't trust our legislators to do what needs to be done. I have to live within my budget, and so does this state. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mandy. Margaret Selton from Homer. Marguerite, thank you for joining us. Please indicate your name for the record and your support or opposition to the resolution at the beginning of your testimony.
My name is Marguerite Felton, and I'm representing my husband, Oliver Felton, and I. And my husband was born in the state of, well, I guess it wasn't the state, in 1936, so he's lived here many years. And we just want to say that we strongly support SJR5, that we believe that Governor Jay Hammond set this up for the people because he felt like it was best for our state and we all, for the people here. And we strongly agree with that. And I feel like the government really needs to learn to use money more efficiently and effectively and honestly. So we strongly support SJR5. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Salton, for your testimony. Joe Elrod, Glenn Allen, welcome. Please indicate your name for the record and your support or opposition to the resolution at the beginning of your testimony.
My name is Joel Elrod. I live at mile 182.5 Glen Highway. I've lived in Alaska for over 35 years, and I support this bill. Unfortunately, it's very hard to find this bill online to be able to read it. I have not read it. Like the lady mentioned, everyone called in tonight has voted for Governor Dinwiddie because of this promise to restore a full PFD. And some people said this welfare, the Constitution, if I'm wrong, tell me, the resources of the state of Alaska belong to the residents of Alaska. So that changes it from welfare to, we own it. We own the state. And the most states do not say that. And that's why Alaska is such a wonderful state. I support a full PFD. I support this bill. And I support everything Mike Dunleavy is trying to do. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Joe. And just so those listening in for Joe, if you'd like to be able to read the bill, just do a search, Alaska State Legislature, and the homepage will come up. And there's a search bar, and if you type in SJR for Senate Joint Resolution, SJR5, it should come up. Next, Wasilla Lynn Lowry, welcome. Please indicate your name for the record and your support or opposition to the resolution at the beginning of your testimony.
I am Lynn Lowry. I am full support of SJR5. I'm a new resident to Alaska, and I have found that it is expensive to live here. And I am speaking on behalf of my husband, who works for the FAA, which is a government entity that never pays what they should to loyal expertise employees that are saving and protecting our skyways. And it would be a help to us if we could get our full PDF, I mean our full PDF. It would help us out greatly to live here and to continue working as we are. And I think the legislatures are thieves, and I'm going to vote them all out when it comes time to vote. I've watched the news until I'm sick of watching the news, and I'm really tired of the legislatures that we have. And I'm in full support of this bill and protecting the people's PFD. Thank you.
Thank you, Lynn. Senator Machicki has a question.
Hello there, Mrs. Lowry. Just curious how long you've been in Alaska.
I've been here three years.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yeah, and I'm a
Thank you. Next, we'll go to Laura Vandal. Welcome to the Senate Judiciary Committee. Please state your name for the record and indicate whether you support or oppose SJR5 at the beginning of your testimony, please.
I'm Laura Vandal, and I am full support of SJR5. As a seasonal employee, a senior, and with the high economics of living off and on in Alaska for over 33 years, we depend on that for our lives. My aunt is over 86 years old, and she only lives on disability up on Deer Mount in Ketchikan, Alaska. At this point, it's a life or death situation, and I'm in full support of SJR5. Please bring that back. Thank you.
Thank you, Laura. Stephen Moore in Fairbanks, welcome. Please indicate your name and then your support or opposition at the beginning of your testimony, please.
My name is Stephen Moore, Fairbanks, Alaska. I'm full support, SJR5. As I see it, it's a proposed amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to the Alaska Permanent Fund and the Permanent Fund Dividend. I'm an older dad. Not able to work. Doctor said no more work. So permanent fund is a big, big part of our yearly income. In addition to that, previous caller mentioned that money taken with everybody's permanent fund taken, all of us are part of it. How does that money go back into the state equally? Does a bigger city get more money than a small area? Or do certain people get ignored just because there's no way you could distribute it perfectly after you take it? That's what the permanent fund was designed for. The percentage in the Constitution says that the money will be distributed equally to all Alaskans, and that's why I'm in full support. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Moore, this evening for joining us. Ken Brown, Soldotna, welcome. Indicate your name for the record and your opposition or support for SJ5 at the beginning of your testimony, please.
This is Ken Brown, and I support SJR5 and Governor Dunleavy's plan, and I think it's time for the politicians to listen. The people are getting a little wiser. Their eyes are wide open, and if we have to finish the job that we started, we'll vote the rest of them out next election. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Brown. In Anchorage, Susan Phillips, welcome. Please indicate your name for the record and your support or opposition to SJR5 at the beginning of your testimony.
My name is Susan Phillips. I live in Anchorage, Alaska, and I'm in full support of SJR5. I think it's way past time that our legislatures sit up there in their offices and do the job that they were put there to do and quit stealing from the people.
Thank you, Ms. Phillips.
I'm on board with other people. I feel that if they don't start listening to Dunleavy, then we need to vote them out and put people in that will. So, yes, I'm in full support of SJR5.
Thank you, Ms.
Thank you for letting me testify.
Thank you, Ms. Phillips. Linda Purvis in Fairbanks, welcome. Indicate your name and your support or opposition to the resolution, please, at the beginning of your testimony.
Hello, my name is Linda Purvis. I'm born and raised in Fairbanks, Alaska, and I am in full support of SJR5. I am very dismayed that the legislatures are not moving ahead with Governor Dunleavy. I voted for him, and I support him 100%. Thank you for taking my testimony.
Thank you for calling in, Linda. Mike Alexander in Big Lake, welcome. Indicate your name for the record and your support or opposition to the resolution at the beginning of your testimony.
Mike Alexander and Big Lake, I'm in full support of this. And I think the people deserve a right to vote on this. And that's something you all should do for us. Put it out there. We can vote on it. By the time we get through an election season, we'll know every letter and sentence in that article. And it is only fair to the folks here because, as others have stated over time, again, it's our money. It's what was promised to us in there with the revenues from the oil and things and all that. So, and it helps a lot of people. You guys are missing a chance to put $2 billion a year in the economy, which will run through it about three or four times. So I hope you can find it to go right in there, get this thing through the Senate and the House, and get it out here where we can vote on it. Thank you for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike. Next in Anchorage, Lisa Moore, welcome. Indicate your name for the record and your support or opposition to SJR5 at the beginning of your testimony.
Hi, my name is Lisa Moore from Anchorage, Alaska. Thank you for this opportunity to hear my voice, and I do fully support SJR5. I believe that the PFD helps our economy by giving it to the people, not to legislators. I voted in and support our governor because of his plan to get our budget under control, which is a huge priority. Alaska's been in a recession for quite a while, and the other states are starting to prosper, and Alaska still is not. And our budget is very important to get that under. So I support the people knowing that they know how to spend their own money when they get it, and not the legislators. They've proven time and again that they are not responsible for spending money, and they need to get this budget under control. Otherwise, we don't prosper, and the rest of the 48 gets to prosper. Thank you for hearing my voice.
Thank you, Ms. Moore, for your testimony. William Tweed in Fairbanks, welcome. Indicate your name and your support or opposition to the resolution at the beginning of your testimony.
Hello there. William Tweed here in Fairbanks, and I am in total support of the SJR 5. I believe that we, the people, voted Mike Dunleavy in as governor, and politicians should be following what we, the people, voted for, not what they want. And, yes, they do need to curb government spending some more. And, you know, it's always the people that are supposed to feel the pain, but never the government workers or, you know, these universities and everything and the budgets they have. So, I mean, there's things to look at to trim the budget. And so I support Mike Dunleavy. And I think that the politicians should, too. The villages, the poor people, disabled, seniors, veterans could use the money. We don't all go on vacations with it. That's all I got to say.
Thank you, Mr. Tweed. Tanya Kitka and Kodiak, welcome. Indicate your name and your support or opposition to SJR 5 at the beginning of your testimony, please.
Hi, my name is Tanya Kitka. I'm in Kodiak, and I'm in support of SJR 5. I agree, of course, that the people should have a vote, and I think that I speak for a lot of people when I say that there's been a lot of testimony on the PSC and the various bills and the topics and the committees. But it starts to feel sort of futile, and I know this isn't the time to discuss a budget, but legislators keep echoing how we only have two kind of crummy options, you know, for the lowest, you know, people who earn lowest in our state or in the rural areas. You know, our options that we're given are that are either our PSC will go or our services will go, and I don't think that that's good enough. You know, I think that, you know, you're probably tired of everybody telling you straight to your face that, oh, legislators, you know, aren't doing their job and stuff. But I do think that you're doing your job. I just think that you need to be more innovative and create real solutions that aren't going to be just those two options that are going to hurt those with the lowest income. I think that enshrining the PFD in the Constitution might feel like it's tying legislators' hands, but I think it kind of depoliticizes it, which is something that, you know, everyone can agree on. That's a win for everybody. You know, it keeps it out of a, you know, legislators trying to get in on going, oh yeah, I'm supporting the PFD, I'll make sure that your PFD is the biggest that it's ever been, sort of thing. You know, it takes that up.
Thank you, Ms. Kitka, and I encourage you to submit your testimony to the senate.judiciary@akleg.gov email. Jim Clark is calling in from Fairbanks. Welcome, Mr. Clark. Please indicate your name and your support or opposition to SJR 5 at the beginning of your testimony.
My name is Jim Clark. I am in full support of SJR 5, and I think it's a little ridiculous that we need to call in and support a bill that says that we deserve a right to decide what happens to the permanent fund instead of letting the legislatures in Juneau that live in a bubble do what they will. So I'm in full support of Governor Levy. If the legislatures don't listen and don't participate in what the people have voted for, then it's going to be the people against Juneau, and you guys are all going to be kicked out on your butts. And that's all I've got to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hotchkiss. Tamara McCoy and Kasiloff, welcome. Indicate your name for the record and your support or opposition to SJR 5, please, at the beginning of your testimony.
Hi, my name is Tamara McCoy. I'm from Kasiloff, Alaska, and I fully support SJR 5. I believe that this was intended for the people, and it should stay with the people, and the power should be for the people to vote whether, you know, you guys get to use this money or not. And Machiki, I just want to tell you that people are counting on you to do the right thing, okay? That's my testimony. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. McCoy. And Wade Hotchkiss, calling in from Anchorage, welcome. Please indicate your name for the record and your support or opposition to SJR 5 at the beginning of your testimony.
Hi, my name is Wade Hotchkiss. I support SJR 5. The people should always have a voice. I'm disappointed that our voices would be up for debate, especially when it comes to something that affects us all. I feel like it's ridiculous that this would be a debate, that this would not be on the ballot. And that's all I really have to say. I am in full support of this bill.
Thank you for calling in, Wade. Jeffrey Knopf, calling from Anchorage, welcome. Please indicate your name for the record and your support or opposition to SJR 5 at the beginning of your testimony, please.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. This is Jeffrey Knopf calling from Anchorage. I am in full support of SJR 5. It's important to realize this is the people's money, and it's always been the people's money. So I would appreciate it if you recognize and preserve the original formula and do not deviate from it. That would be very unwise. And thank you, and have a good evening.
Thank you, Mr. Knopf. Joanne Robitaille out of Ketchikan, welcome to Senate Judiciary. Please indicate your name for the record and your support or opposition to the resolution, please, at the beginning of your testimony.
My name is Joanne Robitaille from Ketchikan. I'm a 50-year resident. I am in support of SJR 5. I happen to have been sitting in the legislature, working for the legislature, when Jay Hammond made his speech about this. And the idea was that it went to every man, woman, and child, so the money was evenly distributed through the state and not to one company or business or you know, whatever. But, I'm in total support of it, and the Constitution says it should not be touched by the government, and it should be left the way it is. Thank you.
Thank you, Joanne, for your testimony this evening. Greg Collins of Homer, welcome. Indicate your name and whether you support or oppose SJR 5 in your testimony, please.
I saw the meeting with Clem Gilliam and Senator Chitty. I supported them, and we support Governor Dudley. So I'm taking care of the people.
Greg, the connection is very poor, so I'm going to ask you, could you please state your name again and then either tell us yes, you support, or no, you do not support, so we can hear you clearly.
Yeah, Greg Collins, Homer, Alaska. I fully support SJR.
And that's a yes, you fully support, is that correct?
Yes.
Thank
yes.
you. Thank you, Mr. Collins. Were you finished with your testimony? I'll take that as a yes. Thank you. And if you had more, please do email senate.judiciary@kleg.gov. Ronald Bernier from Wasilla, welcome. Please indicate your name and your support or opposition to SJR 5, please, at the beginning of your testimony.
Good evening. My name is Ron Bernier. I'm a business owner. We have 9 children at home that we homeschool, and I plan on sending all 9 to college, and without the PFD, that'll be very difficult. It was designed for the future of Alaska for our children. And my family and I fully support it. Thank you.
Thank you, Ronald, for calling in this evening. In Big Lake, Susie Fletcher, welcome. Please indicate your name and your support or opposition to SJR 5 at the beginning of your testimony.
Hi, my name is Susie Fletcher. I'm in full support of SJR 5. In democracy, we should be able to vote on such an important issue. We vote for Dunleavy to save the PFD for our kids and grandkids. Thank you.
Thank you, Susie, for calling in this evening. Out of Chugiak, welcome, Karen Perry. Please indicate your name for the record and your support or opposition to SJR 5 at the beginning of your testimony.
Yes, thank you. My name is Karen Perry from Chugiak, Alaska, and yes, I fully support SJR 5. These are our mineral rights that are being wrongfully taken from us. They are our money. I just really don't know how difficult of a concept that is for legislators to wrap their brains around. It is not the government's money. The government cannot stimulate the private sector or local economies by growing government. Driving small businesses and families out of the state of Alaska should not be your goal, which is going to be what happens. Stealing our money is taxation without representation, because you are stealing not only from voting adults, they're stealing from children and the grandchildren of the state. They never had a chance to say, yeah, take my money or don't take my money. So it's wrong to steal from many to support a few special interests. And I also disagree with a caller from Fairbanks that said our representative government is working. It is not working. How can you say it's working when they blasted through $29 billion of savings? So I am in full support. Thank you for my testimony. Have a good night.
Thank you, Ms. Perry. Janet Johnson of Palmer, welcome. Please indicate your name for the record and your support or opposition to the resolution at the beginning of your testimony, please.
Hi, my name is Janet Johnson. I'm from Palmer, and I definitely support SJR5. And that's pretty much what I want to say because I voted for Governor Dunleavy. I believe in everything that he stood for, and I expect my legislators to do as they were elected to do. Anyway, that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Johnson, for joining us this evening. In Soldotna, Steve Virgin, please state your name for the record and indicate your support or opposition to the resolution at the beginning of your testimony, please.
Yes, I'm Steve Virgin in Soldotna with my wife, Sarah. I am full support of the resolution. I think there's two things the state needs to take into serious consideration, and that is that in 1980 we had a budget of $1.5 billion, and obviously we know that that's changed significantly. We saw a surge up to the top of $13 billion. But having lived here for over 50 years, and my wife born and raised from a village in Alaska, we've not seen accountability on the legislature side. Just having that fund available to them is an incentive not to budget. And it's an incentive not to get serious about, again, the future of our generations to come. Here in Soldotna, in the winter, we see utilities in our house at about 800 in the winter for just 1 month. That's a tough one to sweat on because we're in fixed income, as most people are at our age, and watching all of the costs around us go up, we benefit from the community. I appreciate your time, and appreciate you guys being there.
Thank you, Steve, for calling in. Chugiak Thomas Williams, welcome. Please indicate your name for the record and your support or opposition to the resolution at the beginning of your testimony, please.
Yes, thank you. My name is Thomas Williams. I live out in Chugiak. I'm representing myself, my wife, and my five children. I'm in full support of this resolution, full support of Dunleavy and his agenda. Whether it's $3 or $3,000, that's never been the issue in the past until it was recently politicized when the previous governor and legislature decided to get their hands on the PFD. It should never be something that you guys had any control over. It was set up and paid out, and just because the dollar amount has gone up does not give anyone the right to start taking money and saying who deserves what. This needs to go before the people, and that's it. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Williams, for calling in this evening. In Eagle River, Dean Camry, welcome. Please indicate your name for the record and your support or opposition to the resolution at the beginning of your testimony.
My name is Dean Camry, Eagle River, Alaska. I'm in favor of the resolution. I am one of the 146,000 people who voted for Dunleavy. I voted for him to control the budget and restore the PFD. It is the people's money. They know how to spend it better than 60 legislators, and we need to do everything in our power to keep their hands off of the PFD. They've already got us $1.6 billion in the hole. They need to be forced to live within their means. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Camry, for joining us in Glen Allen. Welcome, Kathy Peters, to the Senate Judiciary Committee. Please indicate your name for the record and your support or opposition to SJR5 at the beginning of your testimony.
Hi, my name is Kathy Peters. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I totally support SJR 5.
I feel like it shouldn't be left up to the whims of a governor or a legislation. It should be put, if any changes are made, they should be voted on by the people. So thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. Appreciate your input, Ms. Peters. And Emily Becker, calling in from Anchorage, welcome. Please indicate your name for the record and your support or opposition to SJR 5 at the beginning of the of your testimony, please.
Hi, my name is Emily Becker, and I'm calling from Anchorage, and I am strongly opposed to SJR 5. I've listened to a lot of testimony by now. Governor Dunleavy was elected 51%, not a mandate to change the Constitution. You all have also been elected. You are not just roadkill. We really depend on the legislature to do a lot of things, a lot of really boring stuff that you guys do, which I'm very thankful for, critical stuff that we depend on you to do. It's a ridiculous idea to give up your power. You know, the three branches of government are there for a reason. We have checks and balances, and it's your job. You control the purse strings. Funding the government, including the PFD, those are all the decisions that we elected you to make. And citizens will always say no to taxes, but yes to all the things that we want and that we need. I really believe the legislature should be free to respond to different events. You never know what's going to happen. I don't think we should be constrained by changing the Constitution. That's a pretty severe response to what's going on. I think the PFD has become a dangerous entitlement. It's like a handout that people now think that they need more than schools or anything else. And I really hope that you oppose these amendments. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Becker, for your testimony this evening. I am not seeing anyone else online. We did have some callers that dropped off. We apologize for that. And for those that hung tight with us, thank you very much for your patience. I'm going to check to see if there's anyone in the room who would like to testify. Seeing none, I'm going to close public testimony. Are there any questions or comments from members? Seeing none, I just want to again thank the public for taking the time out of your evening. I want to thank my fellow members for joining me this evening. As I've said, I'm not sure how many times, you are welcome to submit your written testimony to senate.judiciary@akleg.gov. And with our business being complete for the day, we are now adjourned, and let the record reflect the time is 7:32.